it's time to bring to you today's message by Pastor E.A. Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. May God bless you as you listen.
One day, a long time ago, a very powerful king said to three of his slaves, said, I asked you to worship my idol and you said no. I'm going to roast you. And who is that God that can deliver you out of my hand? When I came to your town to attack it, I saw no God. If I had seen him, I would have conquered him. The three slaves answered and said, our God is invisible. Our God cannot be conquered. You may own our bodies, you don't own our souls. You don't own our spirits. Our God, whom we serve, is able to save, able to deliver, able to set free. Tonight, my brothers and my sisters, I want to ask you, who is your God? What can he do? I want you to open your mouth and declare loud and clear, my God, whom I serve, is the Lord of hosts. My God, whom I serve, is the one that cannot be conquered. He's able to save, he's able to deliver, he's able to heal, he's able to promote, he's able to set the captives free. My God, the God I serve, is the Almighty. My God, the God I serve, is the Most High. My God, the God that I serve, has all power. He's able to deliver. And he's going to deliver me tonight. My God, the one that I serve, is the Ancient of Days. He's the Rock of Ages. He's the one that nobody can conquer. Oh yes, you may not be able to see him, but my God is in the heavens, and he does as he pleases. Heaven is his throne. The earth is his footstool. My God, when he speaks, the captives will be set free. My God is the Almighty. My God is the All in All. My God is the Rock of Ages. My God is the I Am that I Am. My God is the Unchangeable Lord. My God, all power belongs to him. There's no one like him. My God is the greatest. My God is the highest. My God is the holiest. My God is the best. My God is the holiest. My God is the most powerful. He's able to deliver. There's nothing he cannot do. Oh, my God. My God that I serve is able to do all things. My God is the greatest. My God is the light of the whole world. In him there's no darkness at all. My God is the greatest. He's the God of gods. He's the King of kings. He's the Lord of lords. He's the I am that I am. He's the Rock of ages. Oh, my God. He's wonderful. He's the one who is counselor. He's the one who is the almighty God. He's the one who is the everlasting Father. My God is the Prince of Peace. My God is Alpha. He's the Omega. He's the beginning. He's the ending. He's the one who was. He's the one who is. He's the one who is to come. My God is the Almighty. My God is the way. Is the truth. Is the life. My God is the resurrection and the life. He can raise anyone from the dead. My God, he can open any door. My God, he can silence the devil. Oh, my God, he's going to set me free tonight. My God, there's no one like him. He's glorious in holiness. He's fearful in praises. He's doing wonders. My God, he's the greatest. My God, he's able. My God, he's the Lord of hosts. He has never lost a battle. And he will not lose the battle over me tonight. My God, my God, the best, the most loving, the most reliable. Oh, my God, there's no one like you. I worship you, my God. Thank you that I have a God like you, the one who lives forever. Oh, my God, what a great God you are. What a wonderful God you are. What a powerful God you are. I'm proud of you. I know who you are. I know you are mighty. I know, Lord God Almighty, that there's just no battle that you cannot win. I know that all power belongs to you. I know you are the maker of heaven and earth. I know you are the great provider. I know you are the great healer. I know your anointing will destroy any yoke. Oh, my God, I give you glory. I give you honor. I give you adoration. Blessed be your holy name, Father. Thank you, my God. Glory be to your name. Hallelujah, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Ba 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 ba. Eshe o baba. Eshe o baba. Awa dukwe baba. Ba 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 o baba. Eshe o baba. Eshe o baba. Father, we just want to bless your holy name. The devil is in trouble tonight. Because the God that we serve is the Almighty, is the Lord of hosts, is the Rock of ages. He has never lost a battle. Glory be to your holy name, Lord. Father, glory be to your holy name. Thank you for all that you have done so far. And thank you for what you will do tonight. Oh yes, the devil is in trouble tonight. Glory be to your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Let somebody shout hallelujah. Glory be to God. It is Deliverance Night. Tonight we want to talk very briefly on out of darkness into light. Sunshine means end of night and beginning of day. And the Almighty God is going to take some people today out of darkness into light. And you can be sure I will be number one. In Isaiah chapter 9, verse 2, Isaiah chapter 9, verse 2, the Bible says, the people that walked in darkness have seen a great light. They that dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon them has the light shined. Whenever we talk about darkness, we know that the one who really represents darkness is Satan. And you will find that again and again in the Bible, Satan is referred to either as a serpent or as a roaring lion. And these two descriptions tell you accurately how the enemies work. How, for example, does a serpent destroy? Many poisonous snakes, all they do when they bite someone is they introduce into him just a little bit of poison. And that poison will begin to work slowly, silently, but steadily. In 2 Kings chapter 5, verse 1, for example, 2 Kings chapter 5, verse 1, the Bible tells us about Naaman that great as he was, he had one problem, and that problem was leprosy. Now, he wasn't born a leper. But at a stage in his life, a little poison was introduced into his system. And that poison kept on working steadily, silently, until all of a sudden he saw that he was a leper. There are several people today who are under the grips of the enemy because somehow a little poison was introduced to them, either by eating in the dream or having sex in the dream or having sex in real life. Remember a very great man of God that was reduced to nothing by the enemy. When we tried to find out what happened, he told us it all started with a kiss. Whatever poison the enemy had introduced into your system shall be removed tonight in Jesus' name. Now when the snake is a big one, and it's not a poisonous one but it's just huge, like what they call the boa constrictor. They don't bite you and put poison. No, what they do is that once they grab their victim, they begin to coil around and round and round and round the victim. And with every coil, they tighten their grip on the victim and crush life out of the victim. When you read Mark chapter 5, and you read from verse 1 to 15, you read about the madman of Gadara. I am confident that the day he first of all got a demon, he didn't get 1,000 at a time. It was just one demon bringing in another, and then another, and then another, until, the man became a madman among madmen. There are some people, their first contact with Satan was just one demon. And then another one came, and then another one, and then another one. There are many people today who, in this, when one secret society or the other, initially they joined only one, but now there are so many they don't even know the number. I remember a relation that died some years ago. He belonged to several secret societies. And the rule in one society differs from the other. One says when their member dies, they must come and cut the head. Another one says when their member dies, it is the right hand they must come and cut. When this man died, and the secret societies were coming one after the other, I think by the time the sixth one came, there was nothing left. Those who have caught the right hand have caught the right hand. The one with the left are gone with the left. The one that are gone with the heart are gone with the heart. There was nothing left to cut. As the Lord lives, it doesn't matter how many times Satan has surrounded you, today you are going to be free. Another way the serpent walks, and I saw this one in very bright pictures on a channel called Discovery Channel. Is that when a snake, for example, wants to kill a rat, and the snake is not hungry, what he does is that he will just paralyze the rat just by looking at it. And then he will now begin to torment the rat. It's not killing the rat yet. It's just the rat can't run away because there is something in the eye of the serpent that has reduced the rat to nothing. When you read Luke chapter 13, verse 11 to 17, you see an example there. It talks about a daughter of Abraham that the devil has bound for 18 years. He didn't kill her. And he didn't allow her to be free. Just bound for 18 years. There are some people here tonight for years, no moving forward, no moving backward, no progress, no joy, nothing, and yet not dead. But I want to rejoice with you. Because the devil did not kill you up to yesterday, you are going to be free today. And then the devil is also described as a roaring lion. And how does the lion destroy? He again, I had the opportunity of watching these things on the Discovery Channel. And I found that when the lion sees that there is an animal nearby that he wants to kill, he will just make a huge noise. And the fear will just paralyze the animal. I said, no wonder Hebrews chapter 2, verses 14 and 15. Hebrews 2, 14 and 14. Hebrews 2, verse 14 and 15. Said that there are some people who, because of the fear of death, are held in bondage all the days of their lives. And then finally, when the lion decides to kill and he jumps on an animal, I used to think that the lion would just tear the animal into pieces, but that's not the way he does it. No. When he grabs an animal, he goes straight for the throat and then begin to choke the throat until the animal cannot breathe, and then the animal will die. And you will see the animal getting weaker and weaker as the air that was supposed to be going in is being choked out. When you read Mark chapter 5, verse 25 to 34, you see the story of the woman of the issue of blood. And you see, this is exactly what the enemy was doing to her. Her life was draining a drop at a time. There are some of us here, we used to be healthy, we used to be strong, we used to be rich, and then little by little, the enemy is draining life out of us. But as the Lord lives, there be deliverance today. Now, once the captor had captured the captive, he becomes very, very reluctant to let the victim go. For example, in Exodus chapter 5, verse 1 to 9, we saw Pharaoh saying to Moses, Moses, you want me to let Israel go? You must be joking. I don't know who your God is. Neither will I allow Israel to go. The captor does not want to willingly let go his victim. And that is why you find that the words used in the Bible concerning deliverance are military terms, violent terms. Just like we have already, some of us have learned in the school of disciples, that there is only one language that the devil understands. And what is that language? The language of violence. If you are begging the devil to leave you alone, he won't move. Please now, I'm not the only one here now. I go somewhere else now, and he will say, no, I like it here now. So to get yourself free from Satan, there must be an element of violence. It is battle. When we are talking about deliverance, we are not talking about Sunday school stuff. Mark 16 verse 17. Mark 16 17 said that we are to cast out demons. We are to pick them up and throw them away. Matthew 12 verse 29. Matthew 12 verse 29 talks about binding the strong man and talk about spoiling his goods. These are strong terms. James chapter 4 verse 7. James 4 7 talks about resisting the devil. The Bible says we are not just to resist gently, we are to resist steadfastly. Now, but the very meaning of captivity suggests that the one who is captive cannot really help himself. If you read Luke chapter 13, for example, verse 11, Luke 13, verse 11, it talks about a woman who was bowed down. Obirin. And the Bible said there is no matter how hard she tries, she cannot straighten up. She wanted to be straight, but the enemy bent her. Naaman won every battle except one. The one that was within him, that was fighting him, that was eating up his flesh. So the captive might not be able to set himself free. That is why there is the need for a superior help to bring about deliverance. That's why the woman in Matthew 15, verse 21 to 28, Matthew 15, 21 to 28, came to Jesus Christ and said, "Lord, help me. My daughter is grievously vexed of the devil." And when Jesus didn't answer, she didn't go. Why? Because unless Jesus helps, there will be no solution. That's why I know somebody is going to hold on to Jesus Christ tonight until they get a breakthrough. And that's why I like something that David said in Psalm 44. Timothy Ferran. Psalm 44. Reading from verse 4 to 8. Psalm 44, verse 4 to 8. He said, "Thou art my God, my King, O God. Command deliverance for Jacob. Through thee will we push down our enemies. Through thy name will we tread them under that rise up against us. I will not trust in my bow, neither shall my sword save me. But thou hast saved us from our enemies, and hast put them to shame that hated us. In God we boast all the day long, and praise thy name forever." What's David saying here? He said, "Oh God, you are my King. I belong to you. So whoever now is claiming to hold me captive is doing so illegally. Any sickness that is holding me captive is an illegal owner. Poverty that is holding me captive is an illegal owner. All the demons that have weaved themselves around my life, they are doing so illegally. Because you are my king, oh God, you are my owner.
He said,
therefore, command deliverance. You see, because David had found out that there is someone who can just say, let there be light, and there be light. And once God says, let there be light, every form of darkness just must disappear. There is only one person who controls sunrise and sunset. And that's the Almighty God. If you ask Joshua, he will tell you. If you ask King Hezekiah, he will tell you. If you ask Bartimaeus, he will tell you. If God will just command deliverance tonight, then I know that I will be free. If only he will just say, loose him and let him go. There is nobody who can still hold me captive after my king has commanded deliverance. Now I know that he said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. And then he went on to say, take my yoke upon you. I am ready to take on the yoke of Jesus. I'm tired of the yoke of the devil. Because Jesus Christ said, my yoke is easy, my burden is light. All he has to do is command. I have made up my mind. Father,
Baba,
if only you will set me free, I will serve you. I will praise you in public. I will praise you everywhere. And not only, I will tell everyone how good you are. And I know that there are some people here tonight who will say to Jesus Christ, set me free and I will serve you. Is there anybody like that here tonight? Anyone like that at all? Let me hear you shout hallelujah. Several years ago, when I got born again, and I was reading the New Testament, I got to John chapter 14, verse 14, where Jesus Christ says, if you ask anything in my name, I will do it. And as a mathematician, I know the meaning of anything. So I stopped. I said, wait a minute. Who is talking here? The one who says, ask anything, is either a mad fellow or he must be the Almighty. Because ask anything means ask anything. And then I said, wait, I better read this thing again. So I started again from verse
1.
And when I got to verse 6, I found Jesus introducing himself. He said, I am the way, the truth. Not that the one who tells the truth, but the truth itself. If the truth says, ask anything in my name, and I will do it, I said, my day has come. Because my major problem before I became born again was malaria fever. It keeps knocking me down all the time. As a sportsman, I found that one very, very disturbing. There was only one prayer I prayed that day. Lord Jesus, heal me and I will serve you. And he healed me instantly. Well, he came back later on to say, how about the second part of the
bargain?
You said, if I heal you, you will serve me. How now? And thank God that is why I'm standing before you today. How many of you will serve him if he will set you free? Are you ready for deliverance? Are you really ready for deliverance? Then let us start by calling on those of you who up till now are still eating and drinking with the devil. Because if you are not born again, I'm sorry to say, you are still eating and drinking with the devil. But you may decide today, no, I don't want to have anything to do with the devil anymore, and come and surrender your life to Jesus. So if there's anyone here who wants to say bye-bye to a life of sin and wants to become a brand new creature, I want to surrender my life to Jesus Christ. If you are here, you can begin to come now. Now let me say one thing more. Tonight is battle night. There are some of us here who are tired of suffering, and we are going to tell the devil to get out. And he's going to get out. Now, if he finds that there is someone near who is not born again, if he sees someone who is not covered in the blood of the Lamb, as the demon is coming out of us, he will just go straight into that fellow. So if you are here and you are not born again, I give you 1 minute to get to the front. I'm not begging you tonight. I'm not appealing to you tonight. If you like, stay in there. Within the next 1 hour, you will know that there is a God called the Lord of Hosts. But if you want to surrender your life to Jesus, come now. Come very quickly. The Lord is waiting. He wants to save you. He wants to wash you in his blood. He wants to rescue you from Satan. Come now. The Lord is calling you. I'm going to count up to 10. Because tonight is not a time for joking. If you don't get here by the time I say 10, then I will know that you don't want to come. Now I'm saying 1 and 2. Glory be to God. 3. Now those of us who are already born again, I want you to begin to rejoice in the Lord and begin to thank him, because the Almighty God has already started his work. Because salvation of souls is a very big deliverance in its own right. So I want you to begin to thank God for these souls that are already thronging into the kingdom of God. Let's begin to praise the Almighty God, those of us who are already born again. Now those of you who are coming, as you come, begin to talk to Jesus. Lord, I come to surrender my life to you. I've come to surrender my life to you. Because I'm tired. I don't want to live with the devil anymore. I want my soul saved. Lord, I want my soul saved. I want my soul saved. Now I'm counting up to four. So if you know you are coming, you better begin to move very fast. And now five. And as you come, begin to cry unto the Lord and say, Lord, save my soul. I don't want to stay with the devil anymore. No. I want to begin to live with Jesus Christ. I want to put on the yoke of Jesus Christ. Because his yoke is easy. His burden is light. I want to live the rest of my life following and serving Jesus. I'm counting up to six now. And now seven. If you know you want to surrender your life to Jesus, I know some of you are coming from a very far distance. Come, the Lord is calling you now. This is the day of salvation. Come, the Lord is calling you. He's waiting for you. He wants to be merciful unto you. Cry unto him as you come. And say, Father, save my soul. Have mercy on me, O Lord. Have mercy on me. I don't want to live with Satan any longer. No. I want to cross over to the side of Jesus. I want to move out of darkness into light. I want to move out of darkness into light. And those of us who are already born again, please begin to intercede for these people. That the Almighty God will save their souls. That he will have mercy on them. That he will save their souls tonight. That he will receive them into his kingdom. Let's pray for them, brethren. Let's pray for them. Let's pray for them. Let's intercede on their behalf. This is a day of salvation. Let's ask the Almighty God to save their souls. Let's intercede for them, brethren. That everyone who has come tonight, God himself will save their souls. Counting up to eight now. So if you know you are coming, you better hurry up now. This is your day of salvation. And your salvation will lead on to your deliverance. Come now, the Lord is calling you. Come, the Lord is calling you. Save all these people that have come to you, my Father, my God. Save their souls. Every one of them, Lord. Genuine salvation. Give to them tonight.
Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Father,
Baba,
I want to thank you because you are the Lord of hosts and you have never lost a battle. And I know, Lord God Almighty, that the devil has lost the battle over us tonight. Accept our thanks in Jesus' name. Daddy, I commit these your children into your hands. They have come to you, Lord. Receive them in Jesus' name. Any sins whatsoever that could have opened the door to the enemy in their lives, forgive tonight in Jesus' name. Your blood that cleanses from all sins, let it wash them clean tonight in Jesus' name. Save their souls. Write their names in the book of life. And as from today, Lord, take them over. Write their names in the book of life. And let them be yours forever. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen.
Amen.
Let somebody shout hallelujah. I want you to thank God in advance of the deliverance that He's going to do in your life tonight. Just begin to thank Him in advance. That at long last your day has come. Let's just thank God. Let's thank Him for some 5 minutes. Let's just bless the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Oh yes, Lord, I just want to thank you in advance for what you're going to do tonight. Oh, thank you for victory at last. Deliverance at last. Oh, thank you, Father. Blessed be your holy name. I just want to rejoice. I want to rejoice, Lord. Before the wall of Jericho will fall, I want to rejoice. I want to rejoice. Even before the Red Sea will part, I want to rejoice. Because I can trust you. Oh, yes, I can trust you. Blessed, blessed be your holy name, Lord. Glory be to God. Because the day has come at last. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Daddy. Blessed be your holy name. Thank you, Father. Glory be to God. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. It is time now to pray. You're going to stand on your feet. And if you like, you can pray this prayer like a gentleman or like a lady. I've told you, when deliverance is concerned, you have to pray violently. Your prayer will be, oh God, you are my king. I belong to you now. Completely. Body, soul, and spirit. Command deliverance. From sickness. From poverty. From barrenness. From sorrow. From demons. From failure. Father, command deliverance. Open your mouth and pray. Father, command deliverance. I am yours. You are my king, O Lord. Command deliverance. That you have never lost a battle.
Command deliverance, Lord. Command deliverance. I have suffered enough. Father, command deliverance. I am not where I'm supposed to be, Lord. Command deliverance. Command deliverance from failure. Command deliverance from a campaign. Command deliverance from weakness. Command deliverance from barrenness. Command deliverance from poverty. Father, command deliverance. You are my king. Oh Lord, command deliverance. There are some battles that are too big for me to fight alone. Command deliverance. There are some enemies that are too strong for me. Father, command deliverance. Command deliverance, oh Lord. Today, command deliverance. You are my king. You are my Lord. I have no one else. You know all things, oh Lord. I have no one else. I have no help but you. Command deliverance, oh Lord. Command deliverance. Command deliverance. Father, command deliverance. Command deliverance, Lord. In my body, in my soul, in my spirit, in my home, in the ministry you've committed into my care, in your church. Command deliverance, oh Lord. Command deliverance. Command deliverance. Command deliverance. Command deliverance. Command deliverance. Thank you, Father. Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen.
Amen.
Now, it is possible that the problems we are facing has been as a result of something that the enemy introduced into our life. A kind of poison that the enemy brought in. Or somebody that the enemy introduced into your office or into your home. Theater. It is written, every plant that my father did not plant shall be rooted up. I want you to open your mouth. Everything that is not of God, in my body, in my soul, in my spirit, in my home, in my business, in my church, Father, uproot tonight. Open your mouth and pray. Yes, every plant. And my father did not plant. In my body, in my soul, in my spirit, in my home, in the church of God, in my family, in my town, in my nation. Every plant my father did not plant shall be rooted up tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. So shall it be. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen.
Amen.
Now one more prayer. And I want you to pray this one with all your heart. Unknown to many of us, there are some links between us and some evil forces. Maybe because of a covenant that our parents entered into before we were born. Some of us have spiritual wives, spiritual husbands. But the Bible says, the anointing destroys the yoke. I want you to cry to the Almighty God and say, Father, any link
between me and any evil force. Destroy it tonight. Open your mouth and pray. Any link between me and any evil force, Father, destroy it tonight. Destroy it tonight. Destroy it tonight. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Father, I thank you. I thank you because you are the Lord of hosts. I know who you are. You are the captain of the host of heaven. There's no wall of Jericho that can stand before you. And I know, because you are the unchangeable Lord, all the enemies that we have seen tonight, we shall see them no more. Glory be to your holy name, Lord. Father, I plead the blood of the Lamb over every child of God here present tonight. The blood that conquered Satan, let it conquer for us tonight in Jesus' name. And I take authority over every evil force that may be operating in the life of anyone here present. I decree that they be bound in Jesus' name. I decree right now, every evil force, every principality, every power that have been misbehaving, that have been influencing the lives of the children of God, be confounded tonight in Jesus' name. Lose these children of God in Jesus' name. Father, I come before you tonight covered in the blood of the Lamb. I come as a representative of this, your people. And I stand before them as your representative. Father, in your name, I command deliverance for all children of God in Jesus' name. Deliverance from sickness in Jesus' name. Deliverance from demons in Jesus' name. Deliverance from poverty in Jesus' name. Deliverance from barrenness in Jesus' name. Deliverance from fear in Jesus' name. Deliverance from sorrow in Jesus' name. Every plant that my father did not plant in the life of every child of God tonight, be uprooted in Jesus' name. Be uprooted in Jesus' name. Every link between any child of God here present and any evil force, every link between spiritual husbands, spiritual wives, and all these children of God, I decree that they be destroyed in Jesus' name. Be destroyed in Jesus' name. Be destroyed in Jesus' name. Every limitation
that the enemy had put across your path, saying that you will not reach your goal, I decree tonight,
be destroyed in Jesus' name.
For you, there be freedom. There be healings. There be joy. There be victory. There be promotion. There be prosperity. Oh, there be tremendous progress. So shall it be. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. If you believe it is done, shout hallelujah.
And the Lord sent his word to heal them and deliver them from their destruction. There is power in God's word. Thank you for listening to today's message from Pastor E.A. Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. We believe you've been blessed. If you need this message on audio CD, please contact RCCG Internet Outreach, USA, PO Box 710874, Houston, Texas, USA, or call 281-541-3864 or visit the Nigeria office at 15 Erickmore Close off Erickmore Street, Surulere, Lagos, Nigeria. Telephone 234-890-5822. Remember, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever.